Hi, this is James, and welcome to a new episode of Do You MQ.
Do You MQ is a podcast where we discuss enterprise messaging and interview IBM MQ experts to share their insights and knowledge on the vital role of message queuing in today's world.
Today, we're joined by Karanveer Singh, a senior consultant for MQ from Capgemini. Hi Karanveer, thanks for joining us today. I was hoping we could start the episode off with learning a bit about what you do and your experience with MQ.
Thanks Jim for the forum, and I believe it's a good here to share expertise and recent advancement in MQ. And about myself, I'm having around 7 years experience in middleware technology, and I have started my career from IBM MQ, and I have worked for worldwide global banking and insurance domain clients. So good to be here.
Brilliant.
James.
It is great to have you on. My first question would be, how do MQ clusters help with regards to streamlined workload balancing and high availability?
James, that's a very good question. So MQ cluster workload algorithm is efficient enough to distribute the load between partial repo queue managers on cluster queue, even on different data centers. So typically, a cluster contains queue managers that are logically related in some way and need to share some data or to an end application. For example, you might have one queue manager for each department of your company and managing data that are application specific to the department. And via the cluster workload algorithm, we can achieve that very easily and with high availability, and if there is any outage scenario at a particular node, and if there is any maintenance is going on at a node, we can achieve that and we can reroute the traffic via the cluster workload algorithm. So cluster workload rank also contributes towards the distribution of the load in between legacy and high-end MQ server, so that the messaging traffic can be accommodated accordingly to the server capabilities. So there could be a scenario when one of the server is having high capability and high performance, and we are having a legacy system in between, and we don't want the legacy to fulfill high load, and we can reroute the percentage of load to the more capable server so that this can be processed more efficiently and more effectively. And MQ server, so that the messaging traffic can be routed, MQ cluster provide high availability under undesirable scenario or during planned maintenance activity at the end consumer application. This is achieved via suspending, resuming the node from the cluster, and thus the traffic will be routed to the other available node.
So to build on what you just said, why are backout queues necessarily designed to be aligned with base local queues?
IBM MQ is really a robust tool which is gaining familiarity and popularity because once only and assured delivery of business critical data in different industrial sector, either it's the banking industry or it's the retail in worldwide range of application platforms. So it has its own significant feature in between, which when applied appropriately result in efficient and effective data processing between different systems. So when I say the backout queue, why these are necessarily to be aligned, there could be a scenario when the producer application is sending one form of data, and due to some corrupt data or the message format issue, that could be getting stuck at a queue from where the end application is unable to consume that message. So it could be a scenario of where a bad format poisonous message is ended up on the queue from the source application, and the application is unable to handle. And as MQ never loses a message and the end application is unable to process that record, there will be an infinite loop situation when there is lack of backout queue and backout threshold value. And that could lead to destabilization of the whole MQ infrastructure. Like the messages flow is like in first in, first out order, and the end application is unable to consume that message, and it will keep on trying, and there is infinite loop. This will be affecting the other priority messages, and those will be keep on stacking on the queue, and there will be timeouts and there would be delay. So it is best that the base queue should be aligned with a proper backout threshold value. Like it could be 3, it could be 5, So the number of attempts you want the application to retry that message, and after those repetitive attempts, when the application is unable to process that message, it will be sidelined, and the next available message will be consumed from the queue. And to disregard and sideline the corrupt message and keep the other functionality unaffected, it's always recommended to have aligned with the backout queues. This we can check from a normal message as well, like a message which is getting successfully processed. And in the MQMD descriptor, the backout count will be having that particular value, like how many times the message has been tried to reprocessed. If a bad or a zero byte message which got stuck on the queue and the application is keep on trying and that is unable to process, so this value will be getting incremented in the MQMD for the retry count and the backout count. So this backout count is the number of times that the message has tried before it's moved to the backout queue. So if there is no backout queue and there is no backout threshold value, this will be destabilizing the environment as the end application will keep on trying for that message. As MQ never loses that message, MQ will also be holding that message and the end application will also be having the same scenario. So this is bestly said, like to make the infra more robust and more reliable, the inbuilt feature should be applied appropriately for the efficient functionality of the overall infrastructure.
So Karanveer, how can OSCP in IBM MQ help with securing connectivity in terminating compromised revoked SSL connections?
So this is really a big matter of concern that your server should validate every connection request to ensure that the certificate sent from the client is still valid. The digital certificate can be revoked by certificate authorities prior to expiration. You can check the revocation status of the certificate using OCSP, that is Online Certificate Status Protocol. During the TLS handshake, the communicating partner authenticate each other with the digital certificates at the remote side and at the here side KDBs. So authentication can include that check the certificate received can still be trusted. There could be a scenario that the client side certificate is being compromised. So the certificate authorities revoke certificates for various reasons that will be including the owner has moved to a different organization, the private key is no longer secret, and often the URL in the certificate is outside of your organization and outside of your firewall. To access OCSP site, you may need to have an SSL proxy server which has access through the firewall. To enable this check, an IBM MQ auth info and with the selection of auth type OCSP need to be aligned, and the queue manager attribute SSL CRL name list need to be updated. The name of the name list of authentication information object which are used to provide certificate revocation location to allow enhanced TLS and SSL certificate checking via OCSP URL in the auth info defined. And the SSL stanza of qm.ini file can be aligned depending upon environment, and if either it's a production or a lower, with the required one and optional parameter. So if in case IBM MQ failed to determine the revocation status of the remote SSL certificate for one and of the following reason, the channel would be unable to start and the end application, the connecting application will be getting an SSL error. Or it could be like the channel was unable to contact any of the CRL server or OCSP responders for the certificate, or none of the OCSP responder contacted known the revocation status of the certificate. The channel was unable to contact any of the CRL server, or an OCSP responses were received, but the digital signature of the responses could not be verified. So it could be any of the scenario. If that match cases will be having the scenario, then it will be getting not authenticated for that. So IBM MQ doesn't allow the channel to start unless the certificate revocation status can be determined if we have enabled the OCSP check for the connecting client channels. So this way we can secure we can make it more robust, the overall infrastructure.
Karanveer, thank you very much for coming on today. We hope to have you on again to discuss or debate more topics in the future.
Yeah, thanks, James. Thanks for the forum.
Thank you for listening, and look out for more podcasts on our website, doumq.com. Feel free to have a listen to more of our podcasts on our website, and we hope to have you as a listener again soon.